Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. There are times we need to be carried. I prayed for a sister, Laurie, who lost her husband completely unexpectedly a few days before Christmas, a godly man with a heart for the Lord. As our prayer team prayed for her this morning, she said she felt guilty she hadn't done more. We told her, it was not of God. She knew that. But Satan had picked that tender piece of her heart to unsettle her, to antagonize her and discourage her. She needed family to draw near, to pray for her, to comfort her, to reassure her. The Lord had given me this word, and I shared it with her Sunday morning, New Year's Day. The intimacy and worship you often experience on Sunday, it is in you. It is for you every day. It is in that secret place I daily went to, that secret place where the Father met me. He's waiting for you. Stop. Walk away for just a while. Lay down your burdens. They're not for you to bear. Give them to me. I've got them. I've got you. Let my spirit overwhelm you in your secret place. Just talk to me. Be still and receive your power, your wisdom, your comfort and discernment for your day. Come away with me each day, just for a little while. Let me lift you and allow yourself to rest in me and give me dominion over it all. One of our sister prayer warriors shared that there are times when we need to be carried. There's no shame in that. God gave each of us as gifts to each other, the body of Christ. The story in Luke 5:17 tells of the paralytic who could not make his own way to Jesus. So these four friends carried their friend on a stretcher up to the roof of the house. And there they proceeded to tear a great gaping hole in the roof through which they could let their friend down into the presence of Jesus. He wasn't strong enough to do it on his own. There are times, and there will be times for you, that you will need the help of friends to carry you, perhaps emotionally, physically, maybe financially. We were not designed to walk alone. Why was Jesus amazed by the friends of the paralytic? It was not only the paralyzed man who believed, but his four friends who also believed. The four friends had faith. Jesus saw that faith. Often our friends encourage and enlarge the faith that we have. So wherever you are today at the start of a new year, you don't have to be alone. There are people who will step up to lend a heart and or a hand if you will just reach up. Go to church, talk to a pastor, join a small group or Bible study, and start reading the Bible. Be transparent and accountable to a godly person, and their faith will be able to carry you until you can stand on your own faith. It only takes faith the size of a mustard seed to begin. If you're alone and don't have a friend or someone to talk to, reach out to me. I promise if I cannot help, I will find someone who can. Happy New Year. Happy New Season. Start anew this year with God. Whatever it is you have to give, He is waiting to lift you up. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled year.